Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, President Biden today said the administration's new goal is 70% of American adults vaccinated by the 4th of July. So you can go and have the picnics and all of the stuff and somewhat back to normal. 70%. Is that ambitious? Especially after yesterday, the fact that you had experts saying they doubt we're going to get to herd immunity because of people who have, they have vaccine hesitancy. It's not that they're just morons. They have vaccine hesitancy. And here to share some thoughts on, do we get to 70% by the 4th of July? And do we have a bunch of morons who can keep us from that? I've asked our good friend and resident expert, Dr. Kelly Senholz, to come talk with us. Dr. Senholz, thanks for taking time for us.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Is 70%, is that overly ambitious? Or do you think we can get there? 70% of adults here in this country vaccinated by the 4th of July.
I think it's interesting. I think the meeting of the Facebook board is going to have a lot to do with whether we can meet it. If we have a situation where the former guy is allowed to start blaring again, it really could inhibit our ability to reach that.
Yeah, because, again, yesterday I led in with this vaccine hesitancy nonsense, which, I got to tell you, I always love good, soft American language. Always making excuses for moronic behavior. I wonder if they had vaccine hesitancy back when they were giving out polio vaccines. Because evidently we're okay with having a little bit of COVID. Back then they didn't go, hey, we can get along with a little polio. A little polio won't kill you.
No, the lines for the polio vaccine were down the street in every town, every city. People were crying in relief that they could prevent themselves from getting this terrible disease that leads to long-term consequences. And now we have a terrible disease that kills people and leads to long-term consequences. And we've got crazy people saying they don't want to help us get past this.
No, they suffer from hesitancy, Kelly. They suffer from hesitancy. And again, I come back to the use of words. Hesitancy? Really?
So from my viewpoint, it appears that they use those soft words when they're talking about white supremacists. And it's now that I've read more over the last 4 years and learned more about the role of racism in the basis of our nation, I notice when we talk about the police and they've just killed the kid, and it's like, he was afraid. It's like, no, he killed a kid. Whenever it comes to the white supremacists, we get this soft wording. It's pretty obscene.
Yeah, also, we do protect the stupid. Because, I've said, there's part of me that goes, I don't care if they get the vaccine or not. Hopefully all of us, the sane, rational among us will be protected. And look, if they want to get it and they want to go, go. But I have people always come back and say, no, because, there are going to be people who aren't stupid, who are going to have problems. We need everybody on board. We need to encourage people to come around. And in fact, there are states and local governments who are, incentivizing getting the vaccine, offering to give money, offering to give drinks. I mean, there's a whole bunch of ideas. Jim Justice, the governor of West Virginia, is giving out a $100 savings bond, trying to bribe people into doing what's in their best interest.
It is true, though, that the divide in our country is not just between the rich and the poor, but it's between the educated, intelligent people and the people that watch Honey Boo Boo. That divide has also been getting wider and wider over time. And there is some, we need to bring them along. If we can't have a nation of separate, not very smart people, and then the rest of us. It's just that chasm is going to grow and grow and cause more problems. So we do we need to pull them along and get them to start mimicking the words and get them to say, I've seen a little bit of it. I've seen a little bit of change. And I liken it to the fact that they're not getting Trump words and QAnon stuff fed to them 24/7.
Right. That's an excellent point.
It's made a big difference.
Yeah, I guess, you know, watching YouTube clips of Honey Boo Boo, that isn't research.
I never watched Honey Boo Boo, but I can just picture the whole thing.
Yeah, I only remember the commercials. I never watched it either, but I saw the commercials of just an out of control kid who, you know, the parents, you know, as I remember, were just had no control over the kid whatsoever. And she was the little snot that, you know. Anyway, that's a whole other discussion for another day. let's get back to the vaccines. Because, like I said, there are a lot of states who are trying to incentivize, people, doing what's in their best interest. Are you in favor of the idea of bribing people into doing what's in their best interest?
It's a little uncomfortable, isn't it? I'm not so upset about the, like shot in a beer kind of things, because it's such a small thing and it does make it fun and adds a little bit of joviality to the whole thing. But when you start giving away $100 savings bonds and things, you're kind of crossing a line. People should do it because it's the right thing to do, that it's good for their neighbors, it's good for them, it's good for their family. It's the smart thing to do, it's the decent thing to do. And if we have to bribe people into decency, it's just sad.
But I listen to Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson tells me, we don't know. We don't know what the side effects are going to be. We don't know how safe it is. We don't know, Kelly. We just don't know.
When I hear about Tucker Carlson, I just think, there's a trust fund kid who went totally off the rails. Somebody obviously has something on that guy, and he's scared. Like, he goes to bed every night sweating and just terrified with his heart racing. Somebody's got something on him, and he has to go crazier and crazier every day to keep his audience and to keep people riled up. And I think that, you know, there's some deep throat in a garage somewhere who meets him and says, Tucker, you know what's going to happen if you don't do it.
I love that impression. That's my favorite impression. I do bad impressions. That one was fabulous.
Well, I'm hopeful that we'll meet it, but I don't think we're going to meet it. We're going to get close, but I tell you what, I've seen interviews with nurses who are going out there just door to door and community to community, begging people to get the shots, educating them over and over. And I mean, when I listen to them, my heart is just like I just love them so much. I can't believe how much they're putting on the line emotionally and intellectually, because they know we need to get everybody vaccinated. The people that are out there vaccinating are the heroes right now.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because yesterday, obviously, the big news was that we're not going to whip this, that we're not going to reach herd immunity. It's with us. It's not going to disrupt our societal movements. It's just going to be a regular infectious disease that we're going to have to deal with. But it's not going anywhere, especially with the different variants. And in fact, I had a listener who pointed out to me that the variant that's in India has been spotted in Iowa. We may be down that road soon. So there's the talk of it's not going anywhere. You're the expert. How likely is it it's not going anywhere?
I believe we talked about this in March of 2020, that if the orange guy let this get out of control, the formation of mutations would cause an exacerbation of the problem and an extreme amount of infections. And unfortunately, it all came true. He never let up with his lies and his bleach and his craziness. And you know, his people are still repeating all that stuff a year later.
Yeah, but he's the father of the vaccine, though, Kelly. He's the father of the vaccine.
I seem to remember the vaccine companies denying that, so I'm going to stick with them.
Don't you know, he was in the garage. He was mixing, bleach and light, and he was doing all kinds of things. He had his little chemist hat on.
I got to tell you, I was around somebody today that was vaccinated, and there was a conversation in a normal part where you would just hug somebody. And I was like, I can hug you. And it was like, we both were like, yeah, and hugged. And it was like, ah, oh, it's so good. It's so good to be moving back toward normal.
Yeah.
The damage, the injury to our nation was done last year. That's why I was so angry and so insane, because I knew this was all going to happen. This didn't have to be written down. It was absolutely obvious. And now here we are. We should have had our virus under control last summer so that we could start reaching out to other countries like India and Pakistan and, you know, all the countries that need help. And instead, we're still fighting our fight. And it hamstrung us. It damaged our nation. It damaged the world. And now we're all going to live with this forever because he did that.
Now, the story today out, Reuters had a story that Pfizer evidently claims that, you know, they're the vaccine demand for years into the future. They've had $26 billion in sales thus far this year. It's good time for profit. Isn't this one of these moments where we should be going, hey, our tax dollars created this? You shouldn't be profiting off of what our tax dollars created.
The biggest problem is that we pay for the research. We pay through our universities, through grants, through the NIH. We pay for all the research that goes into these drugs. And the drug companies just take that research, make it into a profitable item, and sell it. So the problem is we need to deal with that core issue of why we give away our research for free to these companies. And I don't see, we have so much on the plate right now. That's so far down the road. I think that the drug companies are just going to make a lot of money. I did hear another physician saying that they may combine the flu shot with the COVID shot so that you get both of them at once. That would be great. But besides that, I think we're stuck.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems to me that in a moment where the world needs it, them having a patent and profiting of. In fact, Pfizer claims that a third of their sales this year that are going to be because of the vaccine.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's an enormous number.
That's enormous, absolutely enormous. And, you know, after, you know, 5 years ago when we said some of these things and people were like, you're a conspiracy theorist. And now they're like, yeah, I wonder if something like that happened. We're never going to know the backdoor story. How did this all come about? How did those companies get picked for our vaccine? What kind of support did they receive? I mean, I feel like we're possibly never going to know that answer, but foundational issues with our pharmaceutical, line of production and marketing and distribution has to be done.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I do give the former guy credit for, the one thing I do give Trump credit for, is he was willing to spend money on research, and they did. You could argue they did waste some of it probably on their cronies, and they had their hands in it, but they did spend a lot of money, and Democrats were right there to allow him to do that. It wasn't a political thing. They got it done. And I find it interesting that, I don't know if you saw Tim Scott's response to Biden's congressional speech. But he highlighted the fact that, you know, back when the former guy was president, you know, we passed, you know, relief bills in a bipartisan way. You go, yeah, because Democrats wanted to help people. There's a huge difference, buddy.
That dude has something deeply wrong with him. I don't know. But, yeah, that was hilarious. I'm like, yeah, because we wanted a vaccine. That's correct.
Yeah.
And now the American people, by a 70% margin, say that the Republicans are not negotiating enough, they're not bending enough, that they need to change and do things differently. So I think I see little glimmers of light. I see, you know, if the Dems don't overplay their hand, if they stay on track and do what's right, I think we're in for a long period of Democratic rule.
from your lips. I hope we get the things we need done. And you know, the Democrats don't sell us out as they have done in the past as well. Got to keep them on the right path. I did want to get your thoughts, though, as my medical expert here. Pfizer is looking for authorization for the vaccine to give to kids ages 2 to 11. Are we advising parents that we should be vaccinating kids 2 to 11 on this virus?
They're not yet, but that's coming. And it's absolutely a part of getting us far enough down the road that we'll be free of the pandemic. We have to get kids vaccinated. Something like a third of the people in our country are children. So we're not going to get to 70, 80, 90% vaccination rates until the kids are. I think two things have to happen. Yes, kids are going to have to get the vaccination. And studies are underway. Some of them are finishing up. So now we're down to, I think, 12 years old. But it will go all the way down to 2 years old and maybe even less. So we need to do that. We have to do that as soon as possible.
Yeah, I'm looking at this, and you know, again, you know, I'm all on with the vaccines. I know that we need to get them, but there are some who are going, you know, we've become a germ phobic society, and you as a doctor can respond to this. You know, we're so germ phobic that, you know, once we go back to something near lives, we take off the masks, we start being exposed to other things, not COVID, but anything else. You know, our bodies are going to struggle because we haven't really, you know, as George Carlin used to say, you know, his body was tempered in raw sewage because he swam in the Hudson River, and his immune system, was armed with 50 caliber machine guns. It killed everything because it got a lot of practice. Our body hasn't gotten a lot of practice at killing off some of these viruses and some of these diseases. Are we concerned about that?
We might have a little flare of colds and things, but I think more likely, you know, all of our immune systems have a memory. So let's say you contract germ B, and then you don't contract it for a long time, but then you come in contact with it again. The memory cells in your body remember that germ, and they'll say, uh-oh, that's germ B, and they go after it. So a little bit maybe, but I think 1 year of being away from germs, for the most part, is not going to have a dramatic effect on most people's immune system.
Because most of the people I know are ready to forget the mask ever existed. They want to go back to the carefree lifestyle that they almost remember. And I fear we do this too quickly, and we have another spike of another variant or who knows what. And we
could have a spike of something, but if people will continue to wash their hands like they've been doing now, it would reduce the amount of infections people have. You would still come in contact with germs, but maybe not enough to make you sick, and maybe less than you would have otherwise. But it's not a bad thing. I don't think they need to be putting the germ alcohol solution on their hands all the time, but just basic hygiene, wash your hands, brush your teeth, all the stuff your mom taught you to do.
I'm glad you said that, because one of the things that's happening right now, and I'm sure you've seen it as well, is anyone who is saying, hey, we need to take precautions, we need to get the vaccine, we need to do sane, rational things, are being painted as radicals, and they never want you to take the mask off, and they're never going to stop with the school closures, and they're never going to stop with the social distancing. They're virus Nazis. I'm glad to hear somebody going, no, once we get vaccinated, you know, we can get back to something normal, but just do common sense, you know, smart things. Washing your hands, I don't think is too onerous.
Well, and my response to that, which I get that comment a lot, is that, yes, you are the people that are so afraid of your shadow that you have to wear a machine gun on your back to go to the grocery store. I think you need to chill down a little bit here.
There you go. All righty, there you go. Simple stuff. And you would have thought they would have worn the mask on January 6th, so we wouldn't be able to identify them and throw them in jail. But I'm glad they didn't, because I'm very happy to see them go to jail. Anyway, Dr. Senholz, I appreciate the time as always. Excellent information, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
You as well, our good friend, Dr. Kelly Senholz. Look, you know, and like I said, you know, the idea is common sense, you know, smart things. You know, we're going to get past this. And I've been saying this all along. We'll get there. We'll get there just once we're all vaccinated. Once we get to that point, we'll be all right. And look, I'm looking forward to this summer taking the kids to a couple of concerts that we've had tickets for from the, before the pandemic. That's going to happen. So just how it is. Love to hear your thoughts, though. You can email me, rick@therickSmithShow.com. Going to take a quick break. Right back to wrap things up. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show.
Saving work in America, one show at a time. The Rick Smith Show.